WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This morning, a College Station neighborhood park is being renamed in honor for the first family to build a home in the Raintree subdivision. The new name, Art and Myra Bright Park, was approved by the City Council in February, something a friend, Harry Whitner, wanted to do for 5 years.
Neil Sperry made a comment that Art, as an educator, was a rock star. He also said that he learned over time that the love for Myra was to the end of pie, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Art Bright, who died last year, spent 54 years in the College Station School District. He and Myra volunteered for many local organizations. Myra worked at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute for 20 years. This morning's ceremony starts at 10 at the park on Raintree Drive. What does it take to build a monument welcoming motorists to College Station? Well, the City Council has approved plans and agreements amounting to 221 pages for the first of up to 4 gateway monuments. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says the location is the northwest corner of the freeway and University. He did not expect construction to be finished by the start of the Texas A&M football season.
I don't know that we'll be able to complete the project.
You have to know the mayor sort of promised on the radio that she sure hoped it would be.
I said I was hoping that it would be.
Harmon said they are 2 or 3 months away from awarding a bid. The 11-foot-tall monument will be positioned for southbound motorists to see, but not those who took the southbound exit to University. You may have noticed new signage out and inside what is now called Baylor Scott & White Medical College Station. Hospital staff and community representatives recently celebrated the name change, noting the expansion on the campus since it opened in August 2013. A photo provided by Baylor Scott & White Health is online at WTAW.com. A local space-related startup company has announced launching a satellite from the International Space Station. TSTAR, which stands for Texas Space Technology Applications and Research, reports a joint project with 2 Texas A&M students will involve 13 NASA scientists. Research from the satellite, named Strata, will involve studying the powdery substance found on terrestrial objects, including the moon and asteroids. 2 academic leaders on the Texas A&M flagship campus are moving to branch locations. The former dean of the College of Education, Douglas Palmer, has been named interim head of the Galveston campus. Dr. Palmer, who is currently a professor in the Education College, takes over June 1st for retired Admiral Robert Smith III, who is retiring as vice president of the Marine-oriented branch. And the department head of industrial and systems engineering is headed overseas. Cesar Malave takes over July 1st as dean and chief operating officer at A&M's Cutter campus. Flooding in East Texas last Friday night claimed the lives of 6 people. That includes a woman and her 4 grandchildren, all under the age of 9. They lived in one of the homes on a Palestine cul-de-sac that was severely damaged following more than 7 inches of rain that fell in less than 1 hour. City officials used a dump truck to rescue one man from the roof of his home. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 61 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good. Look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. Your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all.
You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For today, clouds and occasional sun with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for a while. Breezy, high temperature low to mid-70s. Now tonight, it'll become mostly clear, turn cooler and drier, mid-50s by early Tuesday morning. Then a couple of fine days coming up into midweek. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, high temperature mid to upper 70s, fair at night, mid-50s, and mostly sunny and warmer Wednesday, low 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll let you know how the Texas A&M softball and baseball teams did over the weekend. Got some MLB for you, too. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And, of course, Brad is 1 week into being the new sports guy here in the morning.
Indeed.
And so we're glad about that. And he did a fine job in that first sports cast on this morning.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, good job, Brad.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Except for the story you missed.
Oh, what did I miss?
An Indiana University student who is a poet and a performer has been named the Indianapolis 500 first official poet.
I missed that. Wasn't in the...
I know.
How would you miss something?
How could we have possibly...
that big?
Missed that.
Yeah.
His name is Adam Hens, or Hensy, of Bloomington. He beat out apparently 200 others who had submitted Indy 500-themed poems for the contest co-sponsored by the Indiana Humanities.
Hey,
is that a sports team, the Indiana Humanities? Yeah.
That's a lot of people that he beat out, though.
It is.
So, you know.
The competition apparently revives an Indy 500 tradition from the 1920s when an official poem was included in the race day program. He's an educator and doctoral candidate at the University of Indiana, receives $1,000 cash prize and 2 tickets to the 100th running of the race. His poem, For Those Who Loved Fast, Loud Things.
That's the name?
That's what it's called.
Okay.
So I guess he'll read that. Now, look, it's difficult enough for sports fans to stand through the national anthem.
Yeah, how long is this poem?
I don't know. And, you know, and obviously they're going to do it before they tell them to start their engines. But,
right.
But, I mean, they do the national anthem, and then they do Back Home in Indiana. Now we're going to do this. My thought is the crowd could get restless.
A little bit, probably.
We'll see. Anyway, so there you are. It's the official poet of the Indianapolis 500. I'm not planning to have him on the show, but we may have him.
I mean, these fans are the people that sit there and watch cars go round and round
and round for hours. Good
so,
point.
You know, I mean, restless, I don't know if that's a thing yeah. in NASCAR.
If you want to get this kid on the show, I'll have our people contact
his people.
Set something up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other voice, that's Chelsea Reber. She's our new infomaniac starting this morning.
Yay.
Yeah.
There you go. She's been on before, but anyhow...
but for good.
That's it. Hometown young lady. Right?
Hometown, local.
Right here.
Absolutely.
Graduated from BISD,
yep,
right?
Yep. Bryan High, yeah. Go Vikes.
That's it. And yep. And then went to A&M and then decided to go up north and find out how Yankees talk.
Yep. Decided to get back down here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. So after, how many winters were you in New York?
Just one.
That was enough.
That was enough. 200 inches of snow later, and I was ready to pack
right,
up and
so
move
anyway,
home.
So she's back here and an infomaniac as of this morning officially. So welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
And if she's like me, it's going to take a crowbar to pry her out of that seat.
So now there's a special supplement in the Wall Street Journal today. It's called How to Raise an Entrepreneur. How to Raise a Techie. How to Raise a Tech Entrepreneur. That's it. Okay. Don't parents, first of all, have enough on their shoulders? And now you're going to, if you choose to read the article or go online and see what experts say, would cause you to create somebody who is an entrepreneur.
That's how this works these days.
Let's put more pressure on our kids.
Right.
Good idea.
Right.
But however, in this section they have, and we'll try a couple of these on this morning. I mean, the idea about an entrepreneur is they look at something and say, well, wait a minute, there's an unfilled need here. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can create a product or service that can fill that unfulfilled need. The thing I love about America is there's a million ways to make money. Really are. Read an article this weekend about mutilated coins that end up, for instance, the change you keep in your seats or gets lost in the seats of your car. Okay, car gets crushed, scrap metal gets sent over to China, and there's a bunch of coins that they find over there. And there's a guy who made a living getting mutilated coins from China, bringing them back over here to the Mint, and the Mint would reimburse him.
Oh. Huh.
I mean, really? Who thinks of that kind of stuff? Well, entrepreneurs do.
So, apparently his parents raised him right.
I guess so, or differently, whatever it happens to be. Karan Portion had just finished her lunch of green juice and salad with a friend when she reached into her pocket for a piece of gum. But she ended up unwrapping a business idea instead. The gum was pink, purple, and blue, she said. It just looked... I realized it was a stark contrast to the super healthy lunch that I had just finished. And it made me think, isn't it crazy that there's no natural gum?
Wow.
And then I thought, surely there must be. And her friend said, don't call me Shirley. So she went home and went on a search for it. As it turned out,
we're all counting on her.
She couldn't find an option. So it was then that Karen, who spells her name C-A-R-O-N, decided to create one. Initially, I assumed I'd just find a manufacturer to make it for me, but then we have to figure out the packaging and the marketing and the sales and all that. And no one was making this gum, so I contracted the manufacturers. Thus, she started in 2014 Simply Gum. The company has grown to employ 30 people and offers 6 flavors. That would be mint, cinnamon, ginger,
maple.
A little bit of that would go, yes, maple. Coffee and fennel or licorice.
Fennel licorice.
It's in 1,200 stores in U.S. America.
Wow. I've never heard of this. And and not that I'm super natural and organic, but I mean, I'm surprised that I haven't heard of this because...
They have it at Whole Paycheck, so that's good.
Oh, okay.
And that's and also at 600 vitamin shops, whatever that is. Do we know what the price point on that is? I mean, can we see if there's a... I don't know if you can buy it online. We'll see what we can find.
Yeah,
we've
got on Amazon.
I'm buying gum on Amazon.
$14.24 for a pack.
Do we know how many
6-pack, 90 pieces.
Oh, 90 pieces for $15.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Hello.
Well, son, you've been in my garage since you were 25. Don't you think it's about time you start the next Apple?
That's how you motivate a child to be a tech genius.
You betcha. Now, okay, you know, it'd be nice if they had a sample pack.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that I'm ready to plunk down $15 to make a 90-piece commitment on some gum. Now, going in, I'm figuring ginger's not going to be one of my favorites.
And then you can do an assorted pack.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
there is.
Good market.
So there is an assorted pack.
All right, good.
Same 90 pieces, okay. But you get all 6 flavors.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, for $15.
Yep.
We may buy that and give that to a listener. Okay. I'll make a note of that. I may go out and...
Depending on how it tastes, we might just keep it.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see if Mr.
Do we get to try a piece before we give it to the listener?
I think we do.
Okay.
I think we do.
Okay. So 87 pieces.
Yeah, something like
to
that.
To a listener.
Of assorted flavors. Yeah.
Of assorted flavors.
It's almost equal. I'm trying to remember what it was. We found some manufacturer who did spray stuff, and I want to say it was a spray flavoring, and one of them was cotton candy. And I don't know if Tom sprayed it in his studio or spilled it or whatever, but good gravy, Marie. It was, man, I'm telling you, for like 2 weeks, you couldn't even go in there because it was so intense. Oh, they did another one called Dirt.
Yeah, that was colognes. We had colognes
around
here.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was colognes.
There was dirt. There was Play-Doh.
Yeah, and cotton candy and something else.
I don't know what's going on in that sports studio.
The dirt one was pretty interesting. I mean, and they may have had like grass too or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rain, I think, or something.
Yeah. And they may still be around, and if not, well.
Thank goodness.
It'll be in our Big Brian Broadcasting garage sale, which will be coming up sometime soon.
Yeah.
All right, does a day go by, does a week go by, whatever, that they try to tell us to eat more healthy, right?
Right.
And, of course, the number one thing that they've always said is if you don't eat healthy, you'll get
fat.
All right, so now that works on some not so much. So now they've come up with a new concept. Maybe this will make you eat more healthy. This is on something you should know earlier this morning on our show.
Mm-hmm. Are there really things we can do to look younger, or is it all in our genes?
Genetics does play a role, but there's so many other factors that are involved with the diet that you eat. I mean, that's huge. Your diet can really impact how quickly you age.
Plastic surgeon Dr. Anthony Yoon, author of the book The Age Fix, says when it comes to diet,
the first thing to really consider, and the biggest thing really,
is what is the one food that apparently makes you look older faster? Here we go.
Is sugar. And sugar is the number one dietary cause of premature aging.
Interesting.
You know, you asked at the beginning of this, is there a week that goes by where they don't tell us to eat healthier? It's Monday, Scott.
That's it.
So this one's out the door.
I'm just saying, though, I mean, they're going to continue to try to tell us, you know, to eat more healthy, because what will happen? Okay, didn't work about the fat thing.
Right.
Okay, that flew over people's heads. It didn't matter to them. Oh, wait a minute. If they look older, that's it. If it's premature aging, then they won't use sugar. Oh, please help us. How do we do better?
So sugar and processed foods are bad for your skin.
Yeah,
so
really?
What's good for it?
What?
The first thing are foods that are rich in antioxidants, typically colorful fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
The second group of foods that are good for you are the good fats, monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fatty acids. And these are good fats that are in foods like nuts, olives, olive oil, avocados, and then the polyunsaturated fatty acids are in cold water fish.
Okay, cold water fish. Okay, let's see. Here's again the list of things you should be getting your kids to eat.
Olive oil, avocados, and then the polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Nuts,
are in
fish. Don't do that.
Avocados.
Well,
I mean, you can do fish sticks, but you don't even know what that is.
No,
in there.
Then they're fried. And
yeah, that's processed fish stuff, I'm not saying.
Oh.
All right, so it's sugar.
Kay.
It's sugar that's making you look old. If you wake up this morning and look at your shelf and go, oh, my gosh, have I gotten old? Well, it's the sugar, so just remember that.
I do love the plastic surgeon is the expert on this story.
Meanwhile,
he's like
making money.
Able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Coming up on 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. And, well, we had the mayor on Wednesday, and we were talking to her about various things, but one of the things that I was really jazzed about was the new sign that we're going to have welcoming people to College Station.
The monument.
That's it.
I feel like you have to call it a monument.
I like that.
It's a monumentous occasion.
Exactly.
But, much more important than, and well, anyway, as we would, we asked the mayor a question, and I think in council later on in the week, there was a cut. You have that, though?
I do.
They had that discussion. Yeah, go ahead.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll be able to complete the project.
You have to know the mayor sort of promised on the radio that you sure hoped it would be.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said I was hoping that it would be.
Okay,
threw us under the bus.
Yeah. Huh. We were just trying to get it, you know, wanted to get a definitive answer. And she was trying to do that for us. But
well, you know, football season, that's when we're going to have the most traffic in the city.
Because
people
are going to drive in and go, where am I? Hello?
Well, digressing a bit. So if I want to get younger, all I have to do is ask for more olives in my three martini lunch.
A solution.
That's
a solution
my kind of guy
time.
Right
there. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. At Wilton's.com, Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Kind of cool this morning. That's been refreshing, hasn't it? High temperature today will only be 71, and actually the winds could gust out of the north up to about 25 or 30 miles an hour, so that's not going to be too refreshing. But if you're going to have to be outside today and it doesn't rain on you, then this is a good day to get some of your work done, because we're going to have sunshine probably for the rest of the week, and by the end of the week we'll probably be up into the 80s, so that'll be nice. There is still some showers over in the eastern part of Brazos County. It's pretty heavy, but it's a small area of rain. There's some over near Huntsville, but the vast majority of it right up there along the interstate, and still raining in the Metroplex. It's been raining up there for the last couple of hours, as a matter of fact. So currently we've got light rain out there. Winds out of the north at 10, and we have 59 degrees.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership, because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Cafe Gratitude's a hip vegan restaurant chain in Los Angeles, a favorite of Hollywood celebrities. Even Beyonce's taken her baseball bat in there. Now, the owners, Matthew and Therese Engelhardt, are also farmers in Northern California. They raise their own food, which has now caused a big eruption in the vegan world. Last week, animal rights activists lost their cookies over a blog entry the Engelharts wrote a year ago. Now, they had written that after 40 years of being vegetarians and vegans, they were transitioning back to a meat diet. And worse, the couple posted pictures of their freezer, which held beef harvested from cattle on their farm. They also own chickens, which they use for eggs. Now, in explaining their return to a meat diet, the Engelharts said that working their farm taught them that nature does not exist without animals, and neither does natural farming. Matthew said they're not in a soapbox. He said, but you can't buy organic vegetables that are not fertilized with animal residue, known as manure, excrement, poop. Well, when the animal-loving vegans found out about the owners of their favorite vegan restaurant chain were harvesting animals to eat, they had a cow. According to The Hollywood Reporter, they have been subjected to protests, boycotts, and death threats. Mr. Engelhardt says that people have taken up the mob mentality. That's right, Mr. Engelhardt. Even in the vegan community, you will find lots and lots and lots of animal residue, excrement, poop.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. When purchasing blinds, a popular option is to buy them from a home improvement warehouse. There you can buy ready-made blinds right off the shelf. In a recent price shop, a ready-made 2-inch faux wood blind in a very common size was approximately $42 plus tax. At Blindster.com, we sell a comparable 2-inch faux wood blind for just $34 with free shipping. And at Blindster, all of our blinds are custom-made to your specifications, handcrafted, and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks. Plus, for any reason, if your blinds don't fit, we'll remake them in a different size free of charge. All you pay for is the price difference, if any, and shipping. In addition, we have a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a limited lifetime warranty on almost everything we sell.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for Rush listeners only, receive 30% off your entire order. Just enter code RUSH30 at checkout. Go to Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Sometime this summer, construction will start on the first of up to four monuments welcoming motorists to College Station. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says it will be located at the northwest corner of the freeway and university, which will be visible for southbound traffic.
The way it's located, will it be visible for those exiting off of university?
It will likely be obstructed by the tree plantings.
As those trees grow, though, you mentioned obstruction. Aren't they going to pretty much make it so that you can't see it?
It's not in the sight triangle that we would see, but you would be obstructed as you exit for University Drive.
But from 6, you'll be able to see it. Absolutely. Even as those trees mature.
Oh, yes.
This morning, photos of the $75,000 11-foot-tall monument and its location, along with 221 pages of background information approved by the council, is online at WTAW.com. Now, the first family to build a home in College Station's Raintree subdivision is having the neighborhood park renamed in their honor this morning. Art and Myra Bright Park recognizes the contributions the couple have made in the city. Art spent 54 years in the College Station School District. CSISD's Chrissy Hester recalled working with the couple for 37 years when she addressed the city council in February when the name change was approved.
All I can think of is the lives that they've touched, that continue to touch and spread. And then he got College Station ISD involved in Habitat for Humanity, which then brought in much service for the faculty and staff at College Station to continue even an outreach to the community. So that everywhere you look, you can feel and see the things in the community and the lives that they have touched.
This morning's ceremony starts at 10 at the park on Raintree Drive. A server at a Bryan restaurant tells Bryan police after she refused a $1 million tip, someone vandalized her car.
According to the arrest report, the man who caused $5,000 damage says he does not remember doing it because he was blackout drunk. Felony charge of criminal mischief was added after 53-year-old David Earl Duke of Bryan was in jail following his arrest for breaking into trucks near his home while under the influence of methamphetamine. Duke was seen on surveillance video smashing pieces of asphalt into the server's car. A Bryan man tells police he drove away from a hit-and-run crash because he was scared. According to online jail records, 25-year-old Juan Francisco Morales was wanted on 9 arrest warrants dating back 4 years on a variety of traffic and misdemeanor drug charges. According to the arrest report, no one was injured in the wreck at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell, where Morales' car hit a disabled vehicle. A tow truck driver at the scene then followed Morales until police arrived. A Bryan woman's 20th arrest in Brazos County was for running away from 2 sheriff's deputies at the Aguilan Humane Society. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Stacy Bradshaw was at the shelter with her ill dog when the deputies arrived. Bradshaw was caught after a short foot chase and was taken to jail on 3 warrants from Bryan Municipal Court, charging her with failing to have her pets vaccinated. A Bryan man's 16th arrest in Brazos County followed a disturbance at his Westside Bryan home. According to the arrest report, 5 officers were on the scene when 25-year-old Justin Haskell was arrested for using a box cutter knife to threaten his uncle, his sister, and her boyfriend. None of the relatives were hurt, nor was Haskell's girlfriend, who was also in the home. According to online jail records, Haskell was arrested 4 times last year and served almost 6 months. After pleading guilty to a reduced charge of hindering apprehension, that's after 9 Brazos County Sheriff's deputies were involved in arresting Haskell's girlfriend. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M announced two academic leaders in College Station are headed out of town on new assignments. The new dean and chief operating officer at A&M's Cutter campus is Cesar Malave, currently the department head of industrial and systems engineering. Malave starts July 1st. And June 1st is the start date for the new interim vice president of A&M's Galveston campus. A former dean of the College of Education, Dr. Douglas Palmer, will fill in during the search to succeed retired Rear Admiral Robert Smith III, who announced earlier this year he was leaving the Marine-oriented campus. The largest not-for-profit health system in Texas has been renaming all 48 of its hospitals. Baylor Scott & White Health recently completed the transition in College Station. A company photo showing what is now Baylor Scott & White Medical College Station is online at WTAW.com. The local hospital opened in August 2013, the same year of the merger of Scott & White and Baylor Healthcare System. Employees and community representatives recently celebrated the name change. For the next year, NASA scientists will be studying data collected from satellite with connections to a local space-related startup company. Components of the satellite, named Strata, was the work of TSTAR, the acronym for Texas Space Technology Applications and Research, and two Texas A&M students. Strata, which was launched last week from the International Space Station, will conduct experiments related to powdery substances found on the moon, asteroids, and other terrestrial objects. 13 NASA scientists will be involved in the next year's long research. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Amish Furniture for Generations remind you, Mother's Day is next week. Now, chances of you having that custom-built piece of furniture for Mother's Day itself, no, but doesn't matter. The idea is that mom gets a piece of furniture that she can enjoy, indoor or outdoor furniture, that she can enjoy as a special Mother's Day gift that will last for generations to come. That's the whole idea, is you take the finest woods, you handcraft a piece of furniture, and it transforms that furniture actually into an heirloom. That's what Amish Furniture has been doing for lots of years right here. Now, we mentioned that, of course, outdoor furniture is part of it, too. There's swivel gliders and there's swings. In addition to tables, there are arbors as well, and different styles of chairs that you can choose from. For the indoor, of course, there's bedroom, kitchen, office furniture. All of that is available for you at Amish Furniture for Generations, so why not stop in and have a look? They're located in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center, just down from Kroger. And give them a call at 260-5050 for Mother's Day, any occasion, actually if it's something you want to give yourself. Furniture that will last for generations. Amish Furniture for Generations.
Spring is here, and so is the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association's 2016 Parade of Homes. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, and finishes May 7th and 8th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at gbvbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, theeagle.com, and insightbrazosvalley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 30th, May 1st, and May 7th and 8th.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, 7:40. It's the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
For today, clouds and occasional sun with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for a while. Breezy, high temperature low to mid-70s. Now tonight, It had become mostly clear, turned cooler and drier, mid-50s by early Tuesday morning. Then a couple of fine days coming up into midweek. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, high temperature mid to upper 70s, fair at night, mid-50s, and mostly sunny and warmer Wednesday, low 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M baseball and A&M softball had a huge weekend. I'll let you know all the details. Also, MLB scores, and I got some other stuff for you, too. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go.
I'm Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's okay. I'm glad to see the College Station City Council decided to honor Mr. and Mrs. Art Bright, first people to build a house. You know, Art Bright, longtime educator in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
He was my eighth grade football coach.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Eighth and ninth grade football coach, as a matter of fact. He was the basketball coach for a while. But he was also the advanced math teacher. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty cool. Because generally, that doesn't happen when you have coaches.
Right.
But this guy was a brainiac. He really, really was. But a great educator, great with kids.
And then eventually became principal.
He did.
Yeah.
You know, wish he'd have stayed in the classroom. Probably could have touched more kids' lives. But that's kind of the way things happen in public education. But he's a great man and continued to help out and get really get things going. One of the many people who helped get things going for Habitat here in Bryan College Station.
Well, so I'll be out there this morning at the ceremony, so I'm sure we'll have plenty of pictures up on Facebook and comments from the actual dedication. Well, so keep an eye out for that.
Mm-hmm. Impacted the community and impacted a lot of people as a teacher and an educator, so a neat deal. All right, so today is kind of an earmark day for two things on the internet. One good, one not so good. Commercialization, of course, of the internet and integrating the whole idea of electronic mail as a way to actually communicate rather than face-to-face was really pretty important. And the internet was beginning to gain popularity in the early 1990s and was quickly recognized as a great advertising tool because at practically no cost, a person could use the internet to send an email message to thousands of people. It would be unsolicited. Yes.
Are you saying
yes.
Happy birthday to spam right now?
I am, as a matter of fact. It was in 1978 that the first unsolicited bulk commercial email was sent to every ARPANET address on the west coast of U.S. America. The aggressive marketer decided to invite, you ready? 393 users, to a product presentation by Digital Electronic Corporation. And that was the network, of course, that was created by the Defense Department.
And they just haven't let up since, huh?
They really haven't. Now, I don't know exactly how we got the spam thing, but there are many people who attribute it to the British comedy troupe Monty Python for their now legendary sketch from their Flying Circus TV series. Oh, about the Vikings singing the chorus, spam, 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 spam. And of course, the restaurant and all that. So, don't know if that's exactly how that happened, but happy birthday to spam.
Well, now I can figure I can figure out how to clear up my acne and send money to the Nigerian prince.
You could do that.
Hey, speaking of birthdays, because you guys missed a very important one.
Oh, what'd we miss?
Princess Charlotte turned one today.
Oh, of course.
And what do you get her? I mean, come on. There's not. I mean, first she's one, so
right. So
it wouldn't actually.
It doesn't
probably
matter
at this point. Yeah, anything would make her equally happy. But I mean, about 4 or 5 years from now?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
No, I'm sure she's receiving, like, jewels that will stay in some glass case for her lifetime.
And it'll be worth a lot of money.
Yep.
For her. Yep. Okay, then, 16 years ago today, President Bill Clinton announced that the Global Positioning Satellite System would no longer be restricted to military use.
How'd that work out for us?
Yeah, and think about that. I mean, pretty amazing. Went into effect at 7 o'clock on May the 1st in the year 2000, effectively increasing the pinpoint accuracy of any consumer-grade satellite navigation receivers from around 100 yards down to just 10. And when was the last time you used GPS? Like, you know,
all the time.
Yeah. So there you go. Two things. So spam and GPS both getting a shout out today.
Does that mean you can never say that Bill Clinton didn't do at least something right?
Well, there you go. We'll give you one.
Hey,
you know, you mentioned the birthday of Princess Charlotte. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, okay, that is correct.
So today, USA Today is reporting that now every girl can morph into a princess on her wedding day. All right. All it takes, like anything else
yes.
with Disney, is a whole lot of money.
Oh, man.
So here you go. Couples can now rent out the East Plaza Garden at the Magic Kingdom that features views of Cinderella's castle. She can have royal trumpets. She can have a horse-drawn carriage, a classic vehicle service for the groom as well. The packages start at $2,500.
Oh.
Now, you can customize the experience. Yeah. Oh, here, let me get the credit card. It's nothing. Or you can customize the experience to begin at $12,000, and the complete ceremony and reception for 100 guests can start for the low, low price of just $75,000.
Not for nothing, but you don't have to go to Disney World for that. You can do that anywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't overlook the Cinderella's castle.
Yeah, that's and true. There are some people that are really obsessed with Disney would just fork over that like it's nothing.
And so now you got that going on. So, okay. Dad, there you go. You had
Dad.
The daughter, and she's 7 years old, and she's looking at you right
start
now.
Saving.
Yeah,
she's going.
Yeah.
Come on, hello.
On my way back from Magnolia this weekend, I noticed they probably offer a cheaper package at the local Renaissance Torium.
Yeah, that's probably right. You could probably get out for $28 there.
Nice tundra.
Thanks.
I bet it can haul a whole load of gravel. Want to haul gravel?
I'd rather do something more fun.
Then how about moving this pallet of cinder blocks?
Like to, but I'm loading up my camping gear and heading out to the woods.
The woods? Let's pull out some stumps. We can pull out every stump from here to the county line.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
Look, I'd rather go fishing.
No stumps?
No stumps.
Cinder blocks?
Nope.
Just a little bit of gravel?
Just a lot of fishing.
Gotcha.
Enjoy more out of life with the 2016 Toyota Tundra for those who believe play is the new work. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the always tough but full of fun 2016 Toyota Tundra. Let the Tundra fill your weekends with more of what you really like to do, like camping, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors. Toyota, let's go places.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Not every negative feeling is bad. In fact, a bad emotion can often point to something good. For example, when you miss your spouse because the two of you simply can't be together. Consider the late President Reagan and his beloved late wife Nancy. Since their passing, their love for one another has become almost legendary. Even during the demanding 8 years they spent in the White House, their marriage remained a priority, and they openly expressed their admiration for each other. When Mrs. Reagan was away, the president would often stand at the windows of the White House watching for the lights of the car that would bring her home. And this couple's deep and unfailing devotion to one another endured through family challenges, the presidency, and even Mr. Reagan's long battle with Alzheimer's. I've also been blessed to be married to someone who I miss when she's away. Now, I'm typically the one who's on the road, and I'm usually so busy I don't have a chance to be lonely. But when Jean is the one traveling, I count the hours until she returns. Obviously, it doesn't feel good, but it's a good problem to have. The next time the miles separate you and your spouse, be encouraged. When you enjoy your husband or wife's presence so much that their absence is difficult, it's a sign that you recognize just how fortunate you are to have that special person in your life. It's a bad feeling, but with a good meaning. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. It was an action-packed weekend for Texas A&M baseball and softball. In baseball, the number two Texas A&M Aggies were doomed by Arkansas's four-run sixth inning and dropped a 9-5 decision to the Razorbacks in the lid lifter of Saturday's doubleheader at Baum Stadium. However, in Game 2, the Aggs pushed three runs across the 11th inning to even the series against the Arkansas Razorbacks with an 11-8 win in the nightcap of Saturday's Twin Bill. In Sunday's rubber match, senior pitcher Kyle Simmons weaved his first career complete game to lead the Aggies to a 6-2 win over Arkansas. With the win, Texas A&M claimed their fourth straight weekend series and maintained their two-game lead in the SEC Western Division over Mississippi State and Ole Miss. The Aggies return to action Thursday when they host the number 7 Vanderbilt Commodores in a three-game series on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Game times for the series are 6 p.m. on Thursday and Friday and 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. And in softball, number 18 Texas A&M was downed by top-ranked Florida 14-3 in six innings on Friday at the Aggie Softball Complex, and then again 7-3 on Saturday. On Sunday, a four-run sixth inning propelled the Aggie softball team to a 6-4 win over Florida. The win marks the first time the Aggies have beaten the top-ranked team since June 1, 2008, when the Aggies bested Florida 1-0 in Oklahoma City. The Aggie softball team returns to action Friday at number 3 Auburn at 6 p.m. All three of this coming weekend's games can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. In track and field, the Texas A&M men, ranked number 1 nationally, defeated a field of ranked SEC schools at the LSU Invitational. Meanwhile, the number 12 Aggie women placed 4th in the 7-team field following a 3.5-hour rain and lightning delay on Saturday at Bernie Moore Stadium. A total of 171 points had the A&M men winning the team scored meet ahead of Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, Florida, Miami, and Kentucky. In Major League Baseball,
and Altuve hits it pretty well and pretty deep to left center field. Burns racing back, still going back, looking up, and that's gone! Leadoff home run for Jose Altuve, and the Astros are up 1-0.
Jose Altuve homered, leading off a game for the fourth time this season, one of just two hits by Houston, and the Astros beat the Oakland Athletics 2-1 Sunday to avoid a series sweep. Doug Fister gave up one run over 6 2/3 innings to end his three-game losing streak. Fister walked one, struck out 5, and pitched out of a pair of early jams to win in his first start at the Coliseum in nearly 2 years. In Arlington,
and that is hammered out to deep left field, and that is gone. Big fly for Giovanni Soto, and the Angels get some insurance.
Cole Calhoun got three hits and drove in two runs as the Los Angeles Angels avoided a series sweep, beating Texas 9-6 Sunday and ending the Rangers' four-game winning streak. In Frisco, Texas, Yu Darvish threw 18 of 32 pitches for strikes in a rehab start Sunday, the first game for the Texas Rangers ace since Tommy John surgery more than 13 months ago. Darvish worked two scoreless innings with two strikeouts and one walk for AA Frisco against Corpus Christi, an affiliate of the Houston Astros. In the NHL, the St. Louis Blues and Dallas Stars are tied at a game apiece in their NHL second-round series, and San Jose took a 2-0 series lead against Nashville. The Blues blew a 3-1 lead in the third period before David Backes scored a power play goal 10:58 into overtime to lift St. Louis past the Stars 4-3. Joe Pavelski scored the tie-breaking goal with 2:40 left and had two assists as the Sharks topped the Predators 3-2. And now here's KO.
And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Favoli from Team of Navasota, and as this is the first workday of the month, you guys end up getting a lot of incentives at the first of the month.
Yeah, we sure do. And with summer right around the corner, the factories usually ramp up this time of year, usually have some type of summer sales event. You can go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and be looking. They haven't hit yet, but probably this afternoon or tomorrow
okay.
They'll be out. Yeah. And then we got Mother's Day.
Yeah. See, don't forget, because you can be in hot water.
And I'm so lucky to have anniversary, birthday, and Mother's Day. So my wife gets paid this week. Every year.
All right. So looking for something for Mom. This would be an extra special present for Mom. She's been nagging you about getting a new ride. You can hook her up.
Come grab her Explorer, a Tahoe, something like that.
All right. You got a deal of the day for us?
Sure do. We have a 2013 Ford Focus Titanium for $9,888.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
There's not much worse than owning a dog, knowing they need training, but not having the time. Between work and kids, how do you find the hours you need to fix bad behavior? Do yourself a favor and call Sit Means Sit. If they can fix the problem dog I have, they can do anything. Aggie-owned, veteran-owned, with options for every budget and availability, all the way up to board and train, where you drop off your dog and then pick them up in a week or two fully trained, there's not a better option in Aggieland. Find them online, sitmeanssit.com. That's sitmeanssit.com.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094, or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here, in the town where I grew up.
AggielandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. About a minute till 8. I'm not a real fan of this coffee place with the green thing printed on the cup, you know. I don't think you need a $4 scone, but, you know, nonetheless. Stacy Pincus of Northern Illinois, serious about her Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
UK Telegraph reports the coffee lover has slapped them with a new lawsuit. Follow the money. Claiming that the company is really only giving you about half of the advertised amount of cold drinks because the ice takes up so much room.
But if it wasn't there, the coffee would be too hot.
As she's believing that Starbucks is advertising the size of its cold coffee drink.